after reported gunshots abruptly ended Saturday's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Elected officials in Pennsylvania are calling for the country to take a united stand against political violence. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
Political leaders from both sides of the partisan aisle were quick to express their thanks to the Secret Service for its quick response to the incident. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro reacted almost immediately to Saturday's shooting, saying political violence is never okay in a post on social media. U.S. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick of Bucks County said on X that his fiance, Fox News journalist Jackie Heinrich, was on stage when the shots were fired. He asked for the country to unite in prayer and reject hatred. U.S. Senator John Fetterman said he and his wife Giselle were safe back home following the shooting and called for Congress to approve the Trump administration's plans for a ballroom on the White House's East Wing. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Cases of sexually transmitted infections are dropping in Pennsylvania. That's according to new state data. Reports of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis declined by as much as 29% from 2024 to 2025. Delaware County's health department has taken aggressive approaches in tackling STIs. Health Director Laura Werner says newer test and go kiosk machines stocked with condoms and STI test kits have helped.
It's completely anonymous. You walk up to that machine, you do not have to talk to a person. And that's the way a lot of younger people these days prefer to interact in the world. It's sad, but true. You know, so they felt like that was addressing that piece of it.
The county is now working to bring more STI education and prevention information to schools as cases among teenagers remain especially high. Pennsylvania state budget includes $21 million to boost the salaries of home health workers employed directly by Medicaid enrollees. Workers will now have an hourly wage of $15 or more, according to state officials. From the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Whitney Downard reports, it's not automatic, though. Workers have to apply to get the raise with back pay to January 1st.
The benefit only goes to 6% of home health aides, known as direct care workers, who aren't employed by an agency, and it doesn't apply automatically. Direct care workers serve as caregivers for seniors or people with disabilities, both groups that need assistance with daily living tasks like bathing or eating. Once enrolled in Medicaid, they get funding to pay for home health aides. The enrollee must submit the paperwork to get an increase for their employed caregiver. Pay varies across the state and depends on the specifics of the member's Medicaid plan.